This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. We're spending some time every week learning how Michigan's small businesses are doing during the COVID-19 shutdown. Gyms and personal training facilities are on the list of non-essential businesses under the terms of Governor Whitmer's executive order to stay at home. We don't know about you, but Nintendo Switch active games sometimes just aren't enough. Mark Tiesmeyer-Hook is the owner of Better Living Fitness in Ann Arbor. He's a personal trainer, and he's agreed to come on and talk about his business today. Mark, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks, April.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. We have made quite a pivot over the last month. On March 16th, we were shut down by Governor Whitmer's order as one of the first rounds of businesses, along with bars and restaurants.
So it's over a month now.
It is over a month. And the first thought I had was, how do I keep my clients strong and healthy during this outbreak? We work with an older population, baby boomers and their parents. And some of them rely on us for strength that helps them to be able to stay in their own homes. So that was my first priority. The second priority was, how do I keep my staff employed?
Well, it sounds like there's a whole host of safety concerns there, from the safety of your clients to the safety of your own staff.
Definitely. And I do not disagree at all with Governor Whitmer's order for us to stay at home. I do disagree that our training is a non-essential service. Worked right away to figure out how to keep my staff safe and how to keep our clients safe. And we switched over to video-based training right away. It took us about a week to get that retooling done. And we've been coaching, you know, our even elderly clients and how to use Zoom and FaceTime and Google Hangouts to do their training. And they've actually been really thankful that we've been able to keep them strong and still exercising.
Yeah, that sounds like it could be a really high priority. You wrote to us in an email that the Paycheck Protection Program money was running out in a way that hit you particularly hard. Could you tell us about what happened?
Yeah. I am, as a business owner, was scrambling like everybody else, trying to figure out where we could get funds from. Despite our ability to pivot and move to online training, we've still lost over 50% of our revenue, where we still have a gym space rent to pay, and we still have full staff salaries to pay. You know, that was a real hard hit. So I reached out to the county, to the state, and to the federal government, applying for both the Paycheck Protection Loan and the Small Business Association Loan. And when the news came out that those funds had run out, it was devastating. While we've been able to operate in some capacity, you know, I wasn't seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. That story has actually changed. We were funded by the PPP program. My bank called me on Sunday and said, while the funds have run out at the federal level, we have not finished dispersing them. And given that we were so early in applying for that program, we were the 32,000th applicant in the process out of 250,000 applications.
Oh, wow.
They were able to push through our loan and said only 25% of our applicants have gotten funded, and we can't be more thankful. That money is going to give us a cushion to keep our staff employed, but also to retool a little bit more and come out of this process a stronger company, able to continue serving our clients.
It sounds like you're preparing psychologically for the possibility that this may be something of a long-term prospect.
I think all business owners are thinking about how long this could go on for, and we have to look long-term. And while this PPP loan will help us to operate over the next 8 weeks, we have to look 10 weeks out and 14 weeks out and 52 weeks out to say, how do we stay viable as a company? And what this loan will allow us to do is try some efforts to put our services out there and show people that we can deliver value to them while they're in this in-home experience. We can help keep them strong. We can help their bodies still feel good. We can help them psychologically.
I know you're one of the lucky ones so far, but if someone were to ask you what your business needs from the federal and state governments to make it through this time, what would you tell them right now?
We would need long-term assurance that funds are available if needed. Now, as I understand, not everybody who got a payroll protection program loan needed it. And I am very sympathetic to the 75% of companies that didn't get it yet. It's necessary right now in a critical period when we can't be working at full capacity to know that we can still retool and figure out how to operate. But that's just 2 months of cushion. This could go on for a year. And invariably, we as a population of people, I think, are going to be changed by this. Mm-hmm. And so people may be less likely to walk into a gym in 2 months or 5 months, especially if they're older and with good reason they want to take care of themselves. So we're having to think about what does our model look like 6 months from now, and how do we keep people safe? In our personal training setting, you know, with a public walking through, I'm not sure that's possible. So we're looking at major change to the organization to make sure that we do our part to fight the pandemic.
Mark, would you say that you and your staff are finding people in a little bit different state of mind these days?
Yeah, I definitely would. And it's interesting. You may not expect this, but our oldest clients seem to be doing the best. I think their wealth of life experience has equipped them to roll with this. Whereas some of our younger 20 and 30 year old clients went through a period of mourning and devastation, where I think they're coming out of it now. But it's been interesting to see the resiliency of all people through this and the adaptability of how quickly people were able to say, oh, gosh, you know, this video conference training really does work. I think it's important for all businesses to focus on what they can do and take their attention away from what they can't do. And I think small businesses need to be thinking about how to give at this point, because we're all part of one community. And if we focus on what we can do, that's going to yield better results for everybody.
Focusing on what we can do rather than what we can't. This sounds like a pretty good marching order for a workout as well.
Definitely.
Mark, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Mark Thiesmeyer-Hook is the owner of Better Living Fitness in Ann Arbor.